Woody Allen, 87, remains one of the most prolific filmmakers of his era, continually fostering a captivating duality between artistic celebration and the deterioration of his reputation, predominantly in the United States. Although a four-time Oscar laureate and the director of 50 films, including his most recent work, Coup de Chance, showcased at the 80th Venice Film Festival, Allen stands as a highly polarizing figure due to sexual assault allegations that have haunted him for three decades. From Brooklyn to Hollywood. Born Allen Konigsberg on December 1, 1935, in the Bronx to a family of European Jewish immigrants, Allen was raised in Brooklyn, engrossing himself in pastimes such as magic tricks and clarinet playing. Having abandoned formal education, he commenced his career writing jokes and gags for 1950s comedians before immersing himself in screenplay writing in the mid-1960s. A distinguished career. Allen's cinematic oeuvre is indisputably impressive. Nominated for the Oscars 24 times, he has won four, three of which were for Hannah and Her Sisters in 1986. Films like Annie Hall, 1977, Manhattan, 1979, Crimes and Misdemeanors, 1989, and Match Point, 2005, have garnered critical acclaim, solidifying his status as one of the most influential creative forces in contemporary cinema. European luster. In Europe, particularly in France, Allen still enjoys a relatively stable reputation. His 50th film, Coup de Chance, is a French co-production and was filmed in Paris. My dream has come true, to become European, or almost, he confided in a 2014 interview with L'Obs magazine. This is unsurprising, given his long-standing admiration for European directors like Godard, Fellini, Truffaut, and Bergman. Controversies and isolation. However, Woody Allen's career is significantly marred by allegations of inappropriate behavior, specifically concerning Dylan Farrow, his adopted daughter. In 1992, then aged seven, Dylan accused Allen of sexual molestation. Although the judiciary ultimately dismissed these allegations, they underscored Allen's grossly inappropriate conduct. The impact of the hashtag MeToo movement. The ramifications of the hashtag MeToo movement and the 2021 documentary Allen vs. Farrow have aggravated skepticism toward Allen, especially in the United States. The documentary spotlighted his attraction to very young girls and established a connection between the alleged sexual assault of Dylan and Allen's relationship with another adopted daughter of Mia Farrow, Suni Previn, who subsequently became his wife. While he has indelibly contributed to global cinema, Woody Allen remains a divisive figure. His career serves as a testament to the film industry's ambivalence regarding ethical and moral questions, thereby reflecting the complexity of disentangling the artist from his art. Editor's note: the allegations against Woody Allen have been investigated by the judiciary, and he has not been prosecuted. Allen continues to deny any form of assault.